This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network, and the following program is brought to you by the Vodoliak Law Group, fighting insurance companies since 1963, and TickSplits.com. TickSplits.com, no service fees. The price you see is the price you pay.
This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. The following program is recorded live and intended for all audiences.
Trubisky's not a loser. And me coming over to Trubisky, here's what I'm going to tell the people. To say, oh, it's about time you came over. And I knew it all along. You're all morons who loved Cutler. A guy that dresses up like Mike Ditka before a game? That's probably what turned to me that he understands the tradition of the Bears. If Jay Cutler would have been everything this guy is, he would have probably been gone to the playoffs 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And I fully expect Trubisky to keep getting better because he gives a damn. And I think that's 90% of the band. Don't you like when I just shut people down and I make a reasonable argument? That's what debate's all about. That's what it's all about. I hate that song. The hokey pokey sucks. Let's just go on. Put your left foot in. I don't like nobody telling me what to do when I'm dancing. You put your left foot in. I'm going. Nagy understands the division. Wants that. Trustman. Fox. They wouldn't understand Bear tradition if it hit them in the ass. So Matt Nagy has instilled that into the players. And I love it. This Trubisky kid with Nagy is the right marriage, and I'm going to give Ryan Pace and everybody from Ted Phillips on down a little pat on the back.
You're listening to the Mike North Advantage, and it begins right now.
That's right. The Mike North Advantage starts right now. I am Aldo Gandia, Mike Swingman, and we have a special abbreviated version of the Mike North Advantage. Today, Monday, January 21st, we announced that Mike North is writing his autobiography. I conducted a short telephone interview with him about that topic, and we're going to play that for you now. And stick with us at the end of the show. I've got a couple of special announcements. Mike North.
I am rolling
and recording. Let's talk about this next project that you'll be working on. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the autobiography is something that I tried to do once before, Aldo. And I was with somebody very talented and stuff like that, but we were still both working, and it got lost between the tea leaves, and it was sort of dropped. And you know what? Now that I'm retired and I'm busier now more than ever, I decided because of the movie coming out in a year and a half that I wanted to do an alphabetical autobiography. And I said, who can I find that's a good writer? And for a couple years I had this idea, and it wasn't the right time, and I didn't know who the right guy was. And then this guy walks in, or I walked into his life, he walked into my life, we became friends, and then I got to see how you write, and I said, Eldo's going to do the autobiography. We don't even have a name for it yet, but the screenwriter, Jeremy Morrison, and Adam Rifkin, the director, are also going to not borrow from it, but they're going to see some drafts. We already have a publisher that's interested, and I'm very excited about this, because what it's going to be is from A to Z. In other words, what did Mike pick as chapter F, you know, or as chapter, what is Mike going to pick, you know, is it going to be for S, is it going to be the score, is it going to be for E, is it going to be this or that, what's it going to be for M, is it going to be the media, is it going to be this or that? You look, because so many books that are autobiographies, you want to look for a certain part, you can't find it. Sometimes it's not in the glossary. So I came to you with this idea only after we started working on it traditionally. And I got to admit, you got to admit, at first we were with the regular way of doing an autobiography. We started for a couple weeks. And I said, you know what, Eldo, I got an idea. What do you think of this? And at first you said, okay, because like some of my ideas, they don't always work. But we like this now, and we're already halfway through the book almost. And it's going to come out in about a year, and it's going to be one of those books at about the same time, or hopefully a little bit earlier than the motion picture is going to come out. So congratulations to you, congratulations to me, and we're actually spending time together each week doing this book.
Well, first of all, let me thank you profusely for choosing me to help you with your biography, to partner with you on that. Yes, you are right. We have been spending some time together, and it's been some of the most enjoyable time of my life. Just listening to you recall important moments in your life. And I'm telling you, I am so excited about this book because there are going to be so many parts about Mike North that people are not aware of, and they're going to be parts about Mike North's life that people have heard about that you are going to be presenting in a manner that people are going to go, oh, okay, maybe I misunderstood him when he said that, or maybe I didn't know when he did that, you know, what was behind it and so forth. So this autobiography is going to be revelatory. When you turn the pages, there's just going to be so many cool things. And then the stories that you got to share about celebrities, they're unbelievable.
Yeah, well, so far, and you know what, BB even told me the other day, you know, when I hear your stories with Aldo, I almost forgot about some of those stories. But I think, it's also about my upbringing. It's also about the way I was brought up. It's also about the schooling I had. It's also about misconception, perception, getting the record straight. Setting the record straight in certain sites, talking about the personalities at the score, who I love, but we all had our good points, we all had our bad points, taking a good, honest look at the greatest sports station at one point that ever was, and still is, the 27 Yankees, in my opinion. So did we have our issues? Yeah. Did we have our competition was within the fabric of the station. We closed down three stations. There was a Sporting News. There was MVP. Mm-hmm. There was all sorts of the first MVP. I mean, and how it happened, and how we got along off the air, and how I was raised by my mom and dad, and I mean, and you know, how I was at times bullied, and how it sometimes I was the bully. Street fighting, and just being brought up on the north side, and having nine jobs before I even took the score job at 40. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we don't want to give too much away, because when the book comes out, believe me, we won't have to do much publicity, although we will, and we already got a guy that's interested in jumping in a publisher, and if any other publishers are interested, just you know how to get a hold of me. Mm-hmm. I'm not hard to get a hold of. Call, believe me when I tell you this. So I'm looking forward to it. And Aldo, I'm not doing it unless you're involved. Just like this show, the shows we do, this is a good team, and I think that all good teams that end up doing well, for the most part, have ultimate respect, and that's what we have. And you know what? It's been a great year for me, and I'm getting hotter and hotter. You're getting hotter and hotter. It's been a great. We're down for maintenance for Bears Barroom right now. Getting things up to date and stuff like that, which I think you wanted to do as soon as the Bears season was over. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's all good right now, don't you think?
It is beyond good. We are blessed. I am blessed to have nurtured this partnership with you. One of the things that you and I have learned about each other as we've gone on with this partnership is the similarities that we have, because we're both Chicago kids. We grew up in the inner city. We grew up in the city. We know what it's like to fight for what you got. And,
Uptown or Humboldt Park. I mean, you right? Make the distinction. Rogers Park or Pilsen. I mean, mm-hmm. Look, we're all neighborhood kids.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it is. As street kids, it's going to be about... It's going to be about the street dog who got to the top.
Yep.
Period.
There you go.
And then what happened, and then how it happened, and how things transpired. But it's only going to go from the time I'm working for the city and then the hot dog stand till the time I signed the contract. That's going to be the time frame. So if somebody goes, well, where's Rubio? Well, you know what, Aldo? You know as well as I do. Mm-hmm. I do. That's another book. We've already been.
That's right.
I've been told that by Adam Rifkin, mm-hmm. the director. That's mm-hmm. another thing.
Oh my God!
So I've been told, and I think after that, there's two or three different stories within one story. So I'm just taking the time frame where we went from nobodies to all of us went to somebodies.
It sounds great, Mike North. Thank you for sharing that news. Any other thing?
Yeah, it's a short show today. But you know what? Because Aldo, you know, you're going out. We might as well say we're taping this on Friday, but yes, we wanted to coexist it with the announcement too. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm going to be at the Mobile for the Senior Bowl all week, sharing some.
How about that?
Yeah, I am so excited.
Aldo and Mobile. Look up Hank Aaron for me, will you please?
That's right. He's from there, right?
Absolutely. Cameron, look up Tommy Agee for me. Some of these guys, I think he may be dead. Don't look up Billy Williams. He was from Whistler, Alabama. But a lot of it, look up in the air. Go by, see Bear Bryant for me. Go by Bear Bryant's grave and say he still leads Saban by one. Tell him that for me. As far as national championships in Alabama. Aldo, it's great. It's going to be fun. And the autobiography, you know, what you put out is self-explanatory too.
All right, brother. Thanks very much.
Take care, bro.
All right, some programming notes. Bears Hour Live with Draft Dr. Phil is live on Monday night on our MixLR.com channel. Joe Mando moderates, and their guest is Dr. Hervé Damas, who went to Hofstra with Phil and later played with the Buffalo Bills. Dr. Damas will talk about the medicinal value of marijuana, particularly for football players who are always, you know, suffering from chronic pain playing such a physical game. So that should be a fascinating show. In the middle of the week, we will have 100 Proof for you. It will focus on the Senior Bowl, so we plan on having lots of good info for you and interviews. Danny Shimon and I will be in Mobile all week long, so you can follow us on Twitter at Bears Barroom. We'll be posting some video interviews and so forth and sharing our thoughts about prospects that Mr. Ryan Pace might be interested in. And there will be no Mike North Advantage on Friday as we take a break, but kudos to Mike. He picked both underdogs in the NFC Championship game and walked away 2-0. How about that? The Mike North Advantage returns next Monday. Danny and I also are going to do a end-of-the-week Senior Bowl show. The release date on that is to be determined. Follow us on Twitter at Bears Barroom or on our Facebook page for updates as to when you can hear that show. Danny and I will be providing all sorts of information on, you know, how the game played out, who were the players that at the end of the week the scouts were talking most about and so forth. So it should be a good show for you. Finally, lots of people wondering why the website is closed and what's motivating the rebranding. Well, every year brings changes, and 2019 will be no different. We had to get started on some of our changes earlier than anticipated, so excuse any inconvenience. Our goal for 2019 is to be better, to work smarter, and to make sure we please the people we want to please. We know the Barroom has many detractors because we tell it like it is, and we like to poke fun at people. And that's fine. We get it. We won't please everybody, but we hope to please our loyal followers, whom we affectionately call barflies. That's it. Bye-bye.